town will blow the others off the ground. We are the storm and we're number one.
Three at the moment, not quite number one, but what a great win we had over the Panthers last Saturday night in Sydney, 20-0. So we're back on track. Frank Panisi joins us, the Melbourne Storm footy manager. G'day, Frank.
Hello, KB. How are you?
That put a smile on your face for certain.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, no, it was important for not just to win, but the bounce-back factor after our worst performance of the year this year against the Roosters. We've been so consistent. We were so disappointed against the Roosters. So it was important we bounced back straight away and not only just win, but also put in a good performance. So going into the next few weeks, we needed that win.
Well, I think it's fair to say that 20-0, that defensively we were very good, Frank.
We were. And I think barring that game against the Roosters, defence has been definitely our number one attribute this year. I think we ranked second or third, very close between ourselves and St George, and the Roosters, the best defensive side. We've improved vastly from last year. We've done a lot of work there. Probably where the area we've got to work on is our second half. We've done a lot this year where we lead teams by a good margin in the second half. And like last Saturday was another example. We led 18-0. We just can't seem to go on with it like we want to go and probably have done in the past. So that's an area that Craig Bellamy challenged the players that we need to play for 80 minutes.
What about Cooper Cronk? Unfortunately, I was watching and he went down with looked to be a knee injury.
Yeah, it was unfortunate. Look, initially we thought that he just jarred it and there was a bit of swelling. So the early reports on Sunday morning after the game was positive from a medical department, but he just went for the standard scans, as most players do these days when there's any type of concern. And it revealed that he had a slight tear to his meniscus, his cartilage. And so the risk of continuing on for the rest of the season was too great. He could have done further damage. So he had no option but to get it done. He got it done yesterday and he's resting at home today as we speak, and we'll hopefully be back in 3 to 4 weeks, KB.
Frank, one of the good things is that in the off-season, of course, a couple of terrific recruits in Blake Green and Dale Finucane, they've been outstanding. And the fact that they've been able to play every game this season has been an absolute bonus.
Yeah, they have, KB. You're certainly correct there. They've been good on and off the field. They're in our emerging leaders group, and they've played their role there. But on the field, I think Blake's played every minute of so far this year, and Dale certainly started every game, has played large minutes. And you're right, especially this time of year now when we need their leadership, they've been outstanding. And especially Blake too, he takes a lot of pressure off Cooper Cronk, which probably Cooper didn't have last year with Gareth Widdop leaving at the end of the 2013 season. So Blake's taken a fair bit of the workload off Cooper Cronk, which has helped the whole team.
Well, they can't go forever, of course, the big three and Cameron Cooper and Billy Slater. But we've got a couple of other stars now in Jesse Bromwich and Will Chambers. So maybe they're the next generation of superstars for the Storm followers. So maybe we don't have a big three anymore. Maybe we've got a big five, Frank.
Yeah, you could say that, KB. Jesse Bromwich, he is, in our opinion, and in a lot of people's opinion, the best front rower in the game now, so which is such an important position in rugby league to get you forward in the middle of the field. And so we're very fortunate to have him and Will, now a State of Origin player and probably the player of the match in the first State of Origin. So they're now at a high level. And then you throw in players like Kevi Proctor and Tua Harris, who are also international players for New Zealand, and they're flying high in New Zealand at the moment. So suddenly we're getting a group of more than the three, as they all talk about, Cabo.
Frank Panisi has joined us, Storm Melbourne Football Operations Manager. Next week, of course, here in Victoria, we're going to actually enjoy a Festival of Rugby League in Melbourne. We've got the Storm, of course, taking on the Eels. That's on the 15th of June. And then, of course, on the Wednesday, the 17th, we've got Origin. And then we've got the Storm playing Broncos on the 21st of June. So it's a great time for those who love rugby league.
Yeah, it's really good. And I applaud the NRL. I mean, I think it's very important. As we've said before in this OKB, there are a lot of people sceptical up in the northern states about moving an Origin game. But look, to play a game, and I think at the moment they're tracking it early to mid 80,000 for a crowd next Wednesday night. That's enormous, to play on the best ground in Australian sport and get 80,000 to 90,000 people is for a rugby league game in Melbourne is phenomenal, and of course from a Melbourne standpoint we get a little bit out of that as well, the interest created, and hopefully get some of new supporters come to our games on both on the Monday night against Parramatta and a big game against the Broncos on the following Sunday when potentially it could be first v second on the ladder, KB.
Looks like there's got to be at least 80,000 there, I would think, Frank. I think there's only 10,000 public tickets remaining. So I suppose everyone wants to encourage all those MCC members to turn up next Wednesday night to really, you know, swell the crowd. It's going to be a fantastic night of entertainment, game two of the State of Origin. Just on that, I noticed that, you know, Cameron Smith just so excited about playing on the MCG. I know he bags for Hawthorn, and I think he said in the past that he just loved to play 10 minutes on the G, but he'll be out there as the star, of course, playing the full 80 minutes.
Yeah, it is, and that was one of the reasons Cooper was devastated on Monday when he was ruled out of the Origin game. I mean, we got players like Cameron, Billy, and Cooper, you know, they came to Melbourne just out of school when they were 18, 9 years, and now they're in their early 30s. So they've spent their whole life living in Melbourne, and we, you know, we work across the road at the MCG, and the MCG is such a big part of Melbourne, and then those particular players have been here for 12, 13 years, so it's a big part of their life as well. So to actually play rugby league on the MCG, it's probably their last chance. That's why Cooper was so devastated, and why Billy and Cooper Billy and Cameron are so excited, because this could be their only chance to play on the MCG, and they're very, very excited. It's, you know, it's a great ground, and to live in Melbourne and play there is a great feat.
Well, of course, when we look at Cam next Wednesday when he plays, my understanding is that that will be game number 35, I think, for State of Origin, which puts him one behind Darren Lockyer. So he's you know, he's one of the all-time greats, Cam Smith, but, you know, he's getting up there as the record games holder for State of Origin as well.
Yeah, fantastic. And I think he'll definitely break that next year, but that's to equal Darren Lockyer this year is a fantastic effort, and he's still got a few years left in him, and it'd be fantastic. I mean, as you said, 80,000. It'd be great to get more people than they had in Sydney, which I think they will do. And we had the record there in 94 was 87,000, so if we could break that one next Wednesday night, KB, we could really fly the flag for rugby league in Melbourne and shove it up the people up north, if you don't mind me saying that, KB.
No, I love you saying that, Frank, because for some reason they don't like the Melbourne Storm. They like it to be New South Wales versus Queensland, and I dare say that most of their stars up there and in the media and those who run the game are not that happy with the game being down here in Melbourne. They probably ask why, but they don't see the big picture. Just before that, of course, on the Monday, that game against the Eels, that's Monday Mates Night as well, because again, you can buy two tickets for the price of one in the General Admission and General Admission Plus area via ticketek.com.au. So that's Monday night's Mates one. And what about after the State of Origin game in terms of the players backing up again?
Yeah, it's a tough one. It's just
the Storm against the Broncos. I mean, yeah. At this stage, do you expect, you know, all those stars to back up?
Yeah, there's one game I love playing against the Broncos. It's a bit of a grudge match, a rivalry between the two clubs. It's been built over from day one since 98. So this is a big game. We call it the big battle. And I think the fairness in this one, while it's unfair that they've got to back up, the Broncos too have a number of Origin players in their lineup. So I think that equals itself out. We've got three now. I think they've got four or five. So that at least equals out. It would have been ideal had both teams gone in totally fresh for the game. But as I said, if we can beat Parramatta, which won't be easy on Monday night, we're without our Origin players. And Parramatta are an unpredictable side. That they led the Cowboys, high-flying Cowboys, on Monday night by 30-6, but got beaten, would you believe, KB? So you can tell they've certainly got some try-scoring ability in them, so they will be dangerous. But if we could get over the top of Parramatta, and I think it'll be a first V2, basically, at the top of the table Sunday week, which is will be a fantastic day.
And also, I believe Marika Korobidi has just become a dad.
Just before I got on the phone to yourself, KB, I got a call from Marika saying that his lovely partner Emma has just given birth to a little boy called Alyssa Joshua Korobidi. So we use the father-son, even though we don't have father-son. might take the contract around there to the hospital this morning, so I'd imagine in 20 years' time you'll see another little Korobidi run around at Amy Park, KB.
Well, they don't like rugby league being played down in Melbourne. They don't like Melbourne Storm being successful. They don't like us playing State of Origin. Maybe you should bring up about father and son, Frank, and really upset everyone, say that you need father and son in rugby league. That'd be fantastic.
Well, we've got a few here. Cameron's got a little boy. Billy's got a little boy. And there's a few others around. So we're looking all right in about 20 years' time. I might not be around to enjoy it, KB, but I'll certainly be running around for the Storm.
Frank, always great to catch up.
Thanks, KB.
Frank Panisi, the Melbourne Storm's footy manager. Time to get something off your chest, 9429 1116. You may want to talk about State of Origin. Are you excited about coming here to Melbourne, to the MCG? Also, there was Matthew Dellavedova, of course, his performance. You may want to talk about basketball. You may want to talk about other Australian sports stars that have done great things overseas. Maybe don't quite get the recognition, but certainly Dellavedova wasn't going to get recognised until really this NBA series. And there may be others out there that you can just remind us of doing great things overseas. And also, if you've got some great memories of Bone Crusher too, because for those who haven't heard the news, Bone Crusher at 33 years of age had to be put down after suffering from laminitis. And of course, what a horse he was back there in 1986 when he won the famous Cox Plate. It was called the Race of the Century. And he absolutely thrilled racegoers in this country. And most of those wins, I think in all of his wins, he was ridden by Gary Stewart, except one of them. So Gary Stewart had that long association as the jockey of the great Bone Crusher. We'll take a break. We'll come back. I've got a bunch of great prizes to give away as well to our best callers. Get something off your chest, 9429 1116.